You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Kansas City Chiefs made a marquee move yesterday, signing Hollywood Brown to catch footballs from Patrick Mahomes for a deal that could be worth up to $11 million a year. So, Michael Irvin, is this a great move or just a so-so addition?
This is a great move. This is a great move, and we knew now. Everybody understands that Patrick Mahomes, with this kind of talent, is dangerous. For the last few years, you know, everybody talked about Tyreek Hill and, okay, what do you do? You lose a Tyreek Hill, guy that knocked the top off of any defense, and you go back-to-back champions. That's what you do. You become back-to-back champions. Giving this man anything is dangerous.
Yeah.
Giving him somebody dangerous is really explosive. And Marquise Hollywood Brown has that ability. The Kadarius Toney ability.
He does.
He has that. Yeah. I'm talking about mm-hmm. that stop move on a dime stuff, real sudden movement, fast and quick. What they're going to do now is with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, that's the base of this offense. That's what it's been. That's what it will always be. But Andy Reid now takes the Marquise Brown. He takes the Rashid Rice. And he starts placing them in places and doing things with their skill set that's just incredible on a football field. Marquise Brown, in 2021, 91 receptions, 1,008 yards, and 6 TDs. That was his career high. He's going to blow those numbers away.
Yep.
He'll blow those numbers away. As you see Travis Kelce numbers, just doing a little bit because all the focus will go to him. You know, Marquise Brown is getting ready. Hollywood's getting ready to really be Hollywood.
Okay.
All his years in the league, he had that moniker Hollywood Brown. He played okay, but he's about to really get Hollywood now with this quarterback. And that's not what, I don't want people to take that as a knock on Lamar Jackson. We used to play with Lamar Jackson. He played with Lamar Jackson prior to Lamar Jackson getting in the system that he is in right now.
Yeah.
So and it was more of a run central system, and they were added on to that. To that as a passing game. Now he's the focal point in this offense that he's with Kansas City Chiefs. And you will see his talent really takes off because that talent that's playing quarterback in Kansas City. This was a great move for the Kansas City Chiefs, not just a good move, something that should scare the rest of the league.
So I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to resist what you're saying because I'm bucking, I'm chafing at what you're saying because I don't want this team just to run away with it next year. And they didn't run away this past year.
No.
It took them a while because they led the league in drops. That wasn't Patrick's fault. But Kelce was hot, and then he was cold, and then he was hot again. And finally, at the end, he got crazy hot. But they, for once, had to go on the road to Buffalo and win a tight game in which the Buffalo kicker missed a late field goal. And then they had to go to Lamar, and I still can't get over it, but they pulled it out because somehow Travis Kelce was left in single coverage for the whole first half, and did he ever take advantage? What was it, 19-9 at halftime? And it just,
he was 13 for 13 in that game.
Okay, but you and I just said, what are you doing?
Unfathomable.
Yeah, unfathomable. But it took that. And so I honor what the Chiefs did this year because that wasn't easy, man. That they had to climb. They had to fight. They had to scratch and claw to get where they got.
Right. And they moved the needle.
They did.
And they moved the needle. Yeah. I don't care what you thought coming in, because I thought no way you're going to the Super Bowl with that this year. Mm-mm. No way. And they dragged that right on to the Super Bowl.
They dragged it. The Super Bowl was a long, hard drag for them because I didn't think Patrick played great until overtime. Once they got it to overtime and he got the football in his hands, he was spectacular.
Yeah.
He was all-time great in that championship drive of theirs and finally hit McColl. Okay, so I keep trying to say, is Hollywood really that dude? But in this offense, it just doesn't matter because at the end, Rashee Rice started looking like he was that dude.
Right.
He's a little bigger and stronger, and he was, boy, he was playing strong for them. At the end,
yeah,
he looked like he
Now yeah, but you can see now, though, Skip, where they're going.
Yeah.
They know. They know. You talked about it. I sat right here, and I told you guys, that's going to be a long, hard season for Travis Kelce. I told you, and they started beating up on Travis Kelce. And you know, he's getting older, and as the season goes, that stuff wears down on you, man. I can't even tell you guys how hard that is. Because when you're getting double teamed and people are banging you up, you got to get banged up at the line of scrimmage, go run a route, catch a ball, then try to fight people. It wears you down. Just like a boxer, just keep body punching and body punching and body punching. Your body gets tired. And now they're retooling. They're retooling, and right in front of you, they're not going to drop off with their wins, and they're still going to drop off with what they're trying to accomplish. But they are retooling, and this is retooling because these are different type receivers, and Andy Reid's going to use all of them as an amalgamation to give himself another Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Now, none of them by themselves can
Good
do
point.
What that Tyreek Hill does.
Yeah.
But all of them together gives him a piece of Tyreek Hill that he's still putting on the football field right now in Kansas City.
All right. So Andy Reid is obviously a speed freak, see Tyreek. But now, I'm going to remind everybody, Hollywood coming out of the University of Oklahoma, he ran 4.27. He's ran 4.27, okay? And Mecole can fly, obviously. And Kadarius Toney, I don't know what his fate's going to be. Is he going to get out of the doghouse? But he can flat fly. And they're surrounding Kelce, who, to your point, at run after catch, banging, banging, banging. But he seemed revitalized at the end of the year. I'm pretty sure he'll still be Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. So what have I seen from Hollywood? Okay, so I'm a University of Oklahoma fan because I was born and raised in Oklahoma City, so I carefully watched Hollywood for 2 years at Oklahoma. And his second year with Baker at the helm, his second year, they had Mark Andrews, believe it or not, and they had CeeDee Lamb, and they had Hollywood. So Baker wins the Heisman, but look at what he's throwing to. And then, ironically, Mark Andrews and Hollywood both go to Lamar, and they are 1-2 in catches for him in Lamar's. It was Hollywood's rookie year, but it was Lamar's MVP year. Well, Hollywood, of the wide receivers, led the team in catches and yards as the wide receiver. Obviously, Mark Andrews was a security blanket favorite target, and he had way more catches. It was 64-46. This was Hollywood's rookie year. So for 3 years with Lamar, he was really good. Then he goes to Arizona and Kyler. And Kyler didn't play all that many. He played 11 games in 2022 with Hollywood, and then he played only 8 games last year with Hollywood. But Hollywood was so off radar that when I saw his name last night, I had to think twice, like, where's he been? Right. Where, he's in Arizona. Well, out of sight, out of mind, right? And last year, he wasn't very good, but he could be a product of who was throwing him in the football. And so last year, Pro Football Focus ranked him very low down. He was 65th of 95 receivers. So he did not rate last year at all. But you think he's going to be completely revitalized?
I think he's going to blow the charts and blow numbers away in what he's done now. And you just talked about that growth. You know, he started with 4-6 receptions, then 58 in 2020.
Yep.
His best year was in 2021 when he had the 91 receptions. And then he was shipped off.
Yeah.
He was shipped off. A lot of things went on in Baltimore, and they thought it would be better to move him. I was surprised at that time because I thought they were developing a great rapport together.
But he and Lamar are very close because they're both from your neck of the woods.
Very close.
Yeah.
That might be why they shipped him off. Okay. I'm going to just leave it at
all
that.
Right, that's, that
you yeah. see what I'm
I
saying? They say maybe we should split this
I
up.
I understand.
Because they both are from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And both worked out and grew up there together. But sometimes you need to separate, let these guys go their separate ways, and they could do great things. And I thought Hollywood Brown would do pretty good over with Kyler in Arizona because you had that wide open offense and two will get speed guys. I thought they would do great together. But right here with Kansas City, oh my God, I can't wait to see it. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Andy Reid's going to design for Hollywood Brown. You're going to see an incredible season from Hollywood. I can't wait. Why Hollywood, Rasheed Rice, and Mecole Hardman, they're going to be back in the top of all of that because when you put all of that together, you kind of get a Tyreek Hill.
Okay, so right here, right now, would you say they should be the favorite?
Does
Hollywood put them over the top?
Yeah, you got 15, and you just won, like we just talked about, dragging those guys are dropping balls. And people are talking about, well, he still won the Super Bowl. The brilliance of Patrick Mahomes he played every play. Like, I can throw this ball to this guy and I can get it there, but it's third and three. I'm going to run and get this first down. You don't see those don't show up in the stats, but that's what makes him great. So, yes, this addition right here, Hollywood ain't gonna be dropping them balls like the Kadarius Toney did, you know. So you won't find any weakness. It'll be tough. This is going to be a tough out for anybody in the AFC this year.
All right, early on, I'm still picking Baltimore just because of Derrick Henry. But I loved them last year, and
this
they got a home AFC championship game, and I still can't believe they lost it. And I feel like Lamar is going to right the wrong of that game. So I'm going to go
this
early on
counter.
With Baltimore.
This was a good counter.
That's a counter. It's a
this
counter.
Is, signing Hollywood Brown was a good counter to them signing Derrick Henry, you know, because it's going to cause a lot of run after catch angst for whatever defenses you're going to have. When you put that kind of focus on Travis Kelce and this kind of talent, running loose in your defensive secondary with 15 throwing the ball, that's going to cause some angst on some defenses.
And by the way, speaking of growing your own and keeping your own, not that they grew him, but they kept Chris Jones, and it cost them $100 million, and it's worth every last penny of it to me.
Worth every penny.
Right?
You're right. I misspoke on something I said. I said the only other person we would have taken is Kristen Wilkins. Remember yesterday I said, if Jerry was going to stretch and get somebody, I'll take Kristen Wilkins. I misspoke because I would have taken Chris Jones, too. And if you got a stretch, I don't care. We'll go go in the future money and give it to Chris. So what Kansas City did was right in keeping Chris Jones. And the talent is one thing, but it's the leadership that really you talk about. It's a different team without him. They lost week one last year without him, and when he came back, that defense took off.
It's a
whole different team
without him. And he made at least two big plays in the Super Bowl where if you don't make those plays, I don't know if you're...
You don't win the Super Bowl. You don't win the Super Bowl. Isn't that crazy? Because remember, Aaron Donald did the same thing.
He did.
Those kind of guys, they step up and make those plays.
And finally...
I know you get on Michael Parsons about those same kinds of things.
Making the play.
By making those kinds of plays right there. In the game.
Yes.
That's what Chris Jones did. That's what Aaron Donald did when they got in those moments.
And they do have some other issue going on that I still don't quite fathom, but it's with L'Jarius Sneed. And to my eye, watching them last year, I thought he was the best corner in football. So now they have tagged him, but they also gave him the option to look for a deal elsewhere. And that's a guy I don't want to lose.
I wouldn't want to lose him either. I wouldn't want to lose him because it wasn't just what he gave you on the ability. I talked about Chris Jones giving you the right attitude on the front end. He was your attitude on the back end. He made that a physical defense. I talked about it. When I watched him, he jammed Tyreek Hill to the ground to the ground. That sets the tone for your whole defense.
It did. Yeah.
So that I'm watching that closely.
Remember the play he made at the goal line on Zay Flowers? It just changed the game. Right. I don't know. Maybe we're having a different conversation.
Right, a whole different game. Right? Knocking that ball out, fumbling that ball is a whole different thing. You're absolutely right. And he played the whole year that tuned in to those little things like that and continue to make those plays where you say, oh, no, this is not just some happening. This is what it is.
Yeah.
He's that player. He's that guy.
That player, and now they are that team.
Yeah, you're keeping them, it's going to be something.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Man, Jim Harbaugh has already made big news with the Chargers, not by addition, by subtraction. Harbaugh has gotten rid of his two best receivers and two of the best in Chargers history. Mike Williams was cut. Then Keenan Allen yesterday was traded to the Bears. Michael Irvin, you played this position at the highest of levels. What's Jim Harbaugh doing here?
And a lot of times when new guys come in, we've talked about this, that they want to put their stamp on it.
Yeah.
And they start getting rid of the guys that have been around for a long time, because they want to insert their own culture. And it's hard to insert a new culture when the guys that have been here for the last 15, 20 years or 10, 15 years are constantly preaching the culture that they've been around for so long. I thought this would be different here with Keenan Allen because of the specialty and talent that he presents and gives. Keenan Allen last year had one of his best years.
He did. It's arguably his best year.
Arguably his best year. And he's 108 receptions and 1,243 yards and 7 TDs. But what he really is even more than what he put on his paper in those numbers, because he's kind of like the security blanket for Justin Herbert.
Yep.
He's the guy. He's the inside guy. When you got rid of Mike Williams, I understood that. I understood. Mike Williams was supposed to be the big guy to go over the top and make the plays. And he's made some plays, but he stayed hurt a lot, and he cost a lot of money. They went and got Quentin Johnson from TCU, and because they knew that was going, they were going to have to address that sooner or later. They had two big-time receivers, and they were paying them top dollar. Keenan Allen right now is about $18, $19 million a year. Are you joking? The top receivers in this league are going to be making 30-plus now. To have Keenan Allen at 19, that's a steal.
By the way, does that hurt you that the top receivers make $30 million after your day?
That's what Keyshawn and I was talking about. Gabe Davis, at 800 yards, and he's making $12, $13 million a year, He was saying, he said, man, you came up with 16, 17. That's twice as much. How much is, how much is that amount to, but equate to? But the reality is I'm absolutely happy with him. Same thing Drew Pearson said to me.
Okay.
When I signed
the
deal.
That's good. The original 88.
The original 88, when I signed my deal, he was like, man, you know how much money that is? I said to myself, one day I'm going to be saying this about these other kids
after me. Here
and,
you are.
And we are here saying that. That's okay. The reality, because that's how it grows, and that's what you want to do. That's why it's so important when you have it now that you carry it well. Somebody gave it to you. Now it's your turn to carry it. It's their turn to carry it. Carry it well. I was shocked, and I'm talking about all receivers and all NFL players, because we got to carry it to the next generation, just like they brought it to us. But Keenan Allen was shocking, man, because he's the security blanket. As I transitioned my quarterback to a new offense and a new system that Jim Harbaugh was bringing in, I want him to have that security blanket over all things, over all things. And that's why I was so shocked here. I know Keenan Allen knows football and understands defenses like the quarterback does. It's hard to find that player.
It is.
It's hard to find that player that understands the timing of the defense and everything, just like the quarterback, just like Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. That's what you get with a Justin Herbert and a Keenan Allen, and I didn't see them breaking that up. I'm shocked that Keenan Allen is now in Chicago. We need to be talking about what Chicago's doing. I can't wait to see who's going to play quarterback over there, because on the other side, I'm going to let you talk about this, but on the other side, Chicago going to put something together when you talk about Keenan Allen and DJ Moore now.
They have. All right, to your point about Keenan Allen, we've had him here on the show. He is a special man.
Great dude, too, man. Great
dude. He's just a great dude. And
great dude.
Unlike a lot of the younger receivers, there's no diva in him whatsoever. He's not going to make waves. He's his own man, and he's sort of fiercely proud of who he is and what he does. But you love him in your locker room. He's not Michael Irvin as a leader. He's more quiet spoken. But still, you love him in your huddle. And to your point, that young quarterback last year, when push came to shove, he knew he had him, because Keenan Allen is one of those guys, and you've seen him come along every once in a while. He just gets open. I don't know exactly how, because he's not the most gifted guy. He just gets open, regularly gets open, and he caught a career-high 108 balls this past year. Okay, now I'm back to the oldest cliche. You remember the old... out with the old, in with the new. Out with the old, in with the new. And that's what just happened. Jim stepped in and he said, okay, I hear you. And Mike Williams is freakishly gifted. I don't care what you say. He's 6'4", 220, and could run 4'5". And so they're talking about blowing the top off a defense. When he's right, the problem is he just hasn't been healthy.
Right.
Okay.
Couldn't stay healthy.
But he's 29, and now Keenan Allen is about to be 32 years of age. So I'm assuming, I didn't ask Jim about this, but I'm assuming he just said, you know what? We got to start fresh. We got to start to build something that will last a long time. And I don't want any vestiges of the old. I got to cut bait. If I can get back, a fourth round pick for Keenan Allen? You know, okay, yeah, I'll take that and I'll start fresh. They're going to lose a lot. And I could make the case that as a bridge to your, whatever you're building, you needed one veteran.
One,
to set a new tone for you.
Bring him in the office, and you got to sell him.
Yeah.
You got to sell one. And I thought this would be the one.
Yeah.
It's so funny, as you talk through it, if Jim comes in, and Jim could have given, let me first say this, because a lot of people talk about Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. They took restructured deals.
They did.
To stay. Mm-hmm. To stay with the Chargers. Keenan Allen wouldn't restructure.
No.
And I don't think he should have.
Okay.
And restructure one thing, but take a pay cut is another thing. Now, and let me explain that, because people are talking about restructure and pay cut. When you restructure, sometimes you restructure, but you don't lose money.
Push it.
They push it.
Yeah.
If you're getting paid $25 million this year, we're going to give you 20 of it up front. And make your salary only $5 million. So we'll put 20 in a signing bonus. So you got another 4 years. Now we will prorate that 20 and put 5 on each of those next 4 years to bring the salary cap down. That's a restructure.
Yep.
That's a restructured deal. But you didn't give back any money.
Mm.
Now, Keenan Allen at $19 million, if they're asking me to move around some money, restructure, that's one thing. They ask me to give back money. No way. No way. Khalil Mack, Joe, and Joey Bosa, I just want to clear this up. They were top of the mountain money. They were making top of the mountain money for where they are. They did a restructure or a pay cut. Either one, they needed to do that to stay. Keenan Allen, that number didn't need to do that. So I'm okay with him deciding not to take a restructure or pay cut or whatever to and move on. But I'm surprised they're moving him.
Yeah. All right. So Jim Harbaugh is holding the fifth overall pick in the draft. I will all but guarantee you he will take somebody who can catch the football. Mm. It could be Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah. if he's still there. And I don't know that I'm not sure about that. It could be Brock Bowers out of Georgia, who I think is a freakishly gifted tight end.
They've used some resources on receivers now lately in the draft, too, now. Mm-hmm. The Chargers have. Quinn Johnson and all that. So they now they're going back in and put that resource back into the receivers again. That'll be interesting to see. But they have a couple on there now.
Yeah.
You got even if Marvin Harrison's gone, you got neighbors out there.
You got
Rome
or
Odunze. Yeah. So and a lot of people like Rome even.
They do.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So it's going. You got some guys in there. If that's the route he's going, I can see that too.
All right. And now to your point, I would like to echo and underline and reiterate what you said about whoever the quarterback is in Chicago. I don't know if it's going to be Caleb. I told you earlier, I'm hearing they're not sold on Caleb. Is it going to be Jaden Daniels or is it going to be Justin Fields? Are they just going to go back to tried and true what they have? Are they going to come full circle? Will he swallow his pride and accept going back to Chicago after they've shopped him all over creation? I don't know. Whoever that is,
you got a little stuff.
Hey, all of a sudden you look up, you got DJ and Keenan, and they complement each other beautifully, you know?
Yeah, they really do. They really do. And that's the part I liked about it.
Yeah.
Because DJ's an outside guy.
Yeah.
And he can, and you've seen him knock that top off, and he can run all those outside routes, man. Or you can just throw him a smoke route, and he can take that the distance on the hits. Keenan Allen, you can't just throw him a smoke route. He's not taking that the distance. But he's going to find every hole in a zone that you can possibly find. Here's the kicker, and I will drop this in because people say, "Well, do you stay with Justin Fields and you're bringing in Keenan Allen?" That now what I got when I have that talent on the outside and this talent on the inside, I have what a great quarterback that can discern defenses can use, but it has to be a quarterback that can discern the defenses, that can discern, am I working inside with Keenan Allen or am I working outside with DJ Moore on every and any given snap? And that's why, you know, those are the issues that Justin Fields had. You know,
he
said, I'm thinking too much. I'm reading too much. I just want to take off. And that's why I want to say, well, you got that kind of talent. You got to make sure you have the right kind of quarterback to get them the football. That's why I start saying, I believe they're going to get another quarterback.
Okay, and as you suggested yesterday, you're not completely sold on Justin Fields. Like, you could see him going elsewhere to be a backup.
Right. I'm sold on his ability to play in the National Football League. I'm not completely sold on him totally understanding what it requires to play quarterback in the National Football League. Just from some of the comments that you have made, because playing quarterback in one of these 32 teams, The top of the requirement is, literally and figuratively, dealing with pressure.
It is.
When you start scraping your accounts of all Chicago Bears, I'm tired of hearing about the draft. I'm tired of hearing about the comments. That's not dealing with pressure well. Mm. That's exactly what a quarterback has to learn to do. So those kind of things I don't think help when it gets out. But I'm sold on his ability. Can he play in the National Football League? Absolutely, he can play in the National Football League.
Okay, Keyshawn and I have done battle over this for a couple of weeks. You haven't been here for a little while, but I have told Keyshawn, Caleb Williams, if in fact they go that direction, will be better than Justin Fields. He just will be. I know.
Me too.
I would bet on that.
Yeah, I would too.
He is a very special playmaker, and he's got a huge arm. and extraordinary playmaking skills that are very special to me. I've not seen much like it, and I don't want to compare him to Patrick Mahomes because that's not what's going on here.
Right, but let me do that to Patrick Mahomes because this part I would do, and I told you about needing that quarterback that can read and discern the defenses and everything. I don't know why you don't say, oh, with Caleb Williams, and you say, hey, let's look at what that relationship is between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Because that's what Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen could have delivered or could have developed, certainly, because Jim Harbaugh, give him a little more leeway. See, Keenan Allen has been doing it without the leeway that Travis Kelce has. You know, Travis Kelce has a route to change, changing his routes. He's doing what he wants to do. And it's all within the framework of a play because he understands everything. You can do this. You get a Caleb Williams with a Keenan Allen, you can start doing this. And it could be dangerous right now in Chicago.
Mm. So you're okay with Jim Harbaugh clearing the decks and saying, I'm going to start over then?
I'm not okay with Jim Harbaugh getting rid of Keenan Allen.
But I
do believe that he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And there's reason behind what he's doing. It's not Keenan Allen. It's Austin Ekeler. All of those
guys.
That's
another one. That's true.
There's no way you can line up in that locker room and not see those guys and think about what it all represents, you know, and the culture that has been there. And that's what he's trying to move on from.
I just believe in Jim Harbaugh and whatever he's doing. I'm going to sit back and say, well, let it play out and let's see what he comes up with. I'm not sure they're going to be great next year, but after that, I would never bet against him.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I would have loved, I want to hear, just like I wanted to hear about Derrick Henry. If the Cowboys had a conversation with him, I would love to hear if Jim Harbaugh and Keenan Allen got in the room. Because I thought if they ever got in the room, it'd be a love fest.
Yeah.
It'd be a love fest before they walk
Keenan
out the room.
Keenan is his kind of guy. I don't know.
Keenan is his own dude, like you said, and Keenan is his own dude. Yeah. But Jim his own dude. And I thought that they would be all about football. Okay. All about football.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, the GOAT is what we call remote. The GOAT is remote. Lil Wayne is joining us via Zoom from my home state of Oklahoma, where he performed last night in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Good morning to the GOAT. And I heard your performance last night was even better than your Packers played in that playoff game at Dallas. Is that true?
I don't know about all that, but it was a great performance. Tulsa showed me so much love last night, man. I was moving out there.
Good. All right, let's get to it. Speaking of the Cowgirls, as you sometimes call them, let's talk about what they've done, or in many cases not done, in free agency. Michael campaigned for them to sign Derrick Henry, who now says he never heard from them whatsoever. Stephen Jones says the Cowboys are far more interested in signing Dak and signing CD and signing Micah than big ticket free agent signings. Jerry believes in building almost exclusively through the draft. So, Wayne, your opinion of this Cowboys approach?
Skip, honestly, I can't knock it because I am a Green Bay Packer fan. Yep. You know our history. We don't do free agency like that as well. And we build, we develop, you know, but we also, with that said, we have someone already in place that we have that we bring the player in. We have to look up to it to develop the player. It seems as if over there in Dallas, that's not what's going on. That's what it is. And also, I thought that y'all needed a veteran. And I thought Derrick Henry would have been a great presence, especially I felt that void was Zeke. I felt that the void you need to fill is Zeke.
Yeah.
Zeke, the missing of no matter how you want to take it or who don't like it or who don't accept it. But that's what they're missing. They're missing Zeke. And so
missing
talking about the I'm talking about somebody to fill that position. And Derrick Henry would have been perfect.
They're missing that hammer, that guy that comes in and you know it's going to be a force, no matter what. And as you talk about Lil Wayne, it's different. It's different. Green Bay is a young team coming up and growing. The spot they were in last year is, man, it's way above anything everybody expected. Dallas is on that's a different level. You know what I mean? That's a different level. They needed something else, I thought, to just give hope to the whole situation after going a third 12-win week season and then being out in the first round. But Green Bay is up on the rise,
they
man.
Are.
They're on the rise.
Yeah. So, Wayne, I've told you, I have threatened actually become a Packer fan because my team has let me down so many straight times in the postseason, capped off by that debacle of a disaster that your team inflicted on my team in a home playoff game in which we were favored by 7.5 points. It was 27-0 before halftime. You barely got in your seat at Jerry World and it was over. It was over before you really even sat down. And I look at your team and you're right. You're building it the same way through the draft, but I look at your receiver room. It goes like 8 deep. You are loaded with skill talent. I do think you're going to miss Aaron Jones because he was your veteran force of a leader and your big game player. And I'm not sure Josh Jacobs can measure up. He's just 3.5 years younger. So you went younger because Aaron's 29 years of age. Yeah. So.
Wait. Yeah. Josh Jacobs? You're not sure if Josh Jacobs.
That's what I'm sitting here like.
Don't get on it then, Wayne. Because if you don't, I got him.
I know.
If you don't, I got him.
Aaron Jones is big game player.
And I loved Aaron Jones, too.
He killed us.
Aaron Jones.
Always.
Aaron Jones. He's everything. Aaron Jones is everything. But Skip, Josh Jacobs is 3 years younger, and he's a beast.
You
need Aaron Jones and Big Dylan. Josh Jacobs, both of them put together.
He both of them.
You only need D1 this time, and that's what I'm saying.
Michael, I couldn't see Josh Jacobs last year for the Raiders. I couldn't see him. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was banged up, but he did not live up last year.
Well, they're banged up on the front, but they don't have anybody that had anything that worrying about in the passing game. So everybody stacked up. They knew once Antonio Pierce said, "I'm running my offense through Josh Jacobs," all they did was stack the line of scrimmage, and they wouldn't beat anybody passing the ball. But Josh Jacobs is a beast. He's a beast. He's a beast.
Okay, so Wayne, are you saying the Packers will be better with Josh Jacobs than with Aaron Jones?
I'm saying the Packers will be better, period. This period ain't got nothing to do with without Aaron Jones or whatever. We're gonna be better, period, Skip. It's with Josh Jacobs, it's because of the development of our receivers having another year together. Don't talk about that guy number 10. We don't even need to speak about him. You already know he's gonna be the main reason why we better.
Yeah. All right. If I gave you a choice and I said for the next 3 years you can have Jordan Love or Dak Prescott, who would you take?
Jordan Love.
I would too. Michael's going to defend. He loves Dak. He knows
that's
Dak.
All I got is Dak. I'm going to take Dak, right? I'll take Dak. But Jordan Love, what you saw this year with Jordan Love was great growth and heading in the right direction. And showing up in those big spots, in the playoff spots. I think that's the most important part out of all of it. Don't you think so, Wayne?
Of course, he's showing also just, I think the first time he got in the game, just way back in about 2 years ago, he showed up right then and then. He showed me something. And also it seemed like it came to fruition this year. It showed me that he got everything you're looking for. He's mentally ready. He can handle adversity. He can handle whatever you need. And also he's stoic. I love that. I love that about him.
So do I. All right. So Wayne, help us out on this. The last time Jerry Jones actually made a big splash in free agency, Michael Irvin was still playing for the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry went out and got the player. He got Neon Dion. He got now Coach Prime, who was then just Prime Time. And it changed the balance of power in the National Football League because he took him away from San Francisco and brought him to Dallas. They went and won the Super Bowl. That's the last time we played in an NFC championship game. Last time we obviously won a Super Bowl. We're going on 30 years. Mm. And I'm going to give you the stat that I gave Michael. Over those 30 years, 20 teams have played in at least 15 playoff games.
Yes.
We've played in 18 playoff games over those 28 years. We're 5-13. We're 5-13. That's the worst record. That's the worst record of all those 20 teams who have played at least 15 playoff games. We are the worst. So the team that is the most valuable in the whole world, the team that is still known as America's team, the team that every year the top five ratings games will belong to the Dallas Cowboys, is 5-13 over the last 29 years of postseasons. It's just not right. It's not good enough. Yet the last time Jerry splashed, it splashed into a Super Bowl. So, again, that's why we're devastated about Derrick Henry, because he didn't really require a splash. They gave him $9 million guaranteed dollars for 2 years. That's it. Just $9
million.
Help me out.
I think, Skip, what I think it is, when Jerry said he's all in, I'm afraid that everybody took it the wrong way. I think Jerry meant that he's done. I think Jerry meant, like, you know, I'm forward. I'm all in. I'm in. I'm all it's over.
That's
what
it.
I said, he's making financial decisions. Since when Jerry Jones worried about financial? Since when he made decisions over financial? You know what I mean? Spend the money. It's money. So Jerry, that's paper. But now all of a sudden he's making financial decisions with Mike. He's making financial decisions with Trey Lance. He's exercising years on Trey Lance. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, Jay? The long snapper and Eric Kendricks.
Like,
That's a Zim move. You already know that. But other than that, like, what are we, like, Jerry, they had so many people. And you say you all in. You're supposed to, like, make the biggest, like, you're supposed to have all those people, all those names we talking about was in free agency. They're supposed to be in the Dallas and have the star on their helmet. And then you got, you hearing about players not even being spoken to. Like, Jerry, I think Jerry meant, when he said he's all in, I think he meant I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah, that is.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that'd be all in. Now, but as we talk about this, the one thing I'd say when you talk about the 5-13, Skip and Wayne, and Jerry's saying he's all in. You know, at least what I'm holding on now, okay, you didn't do anything early free agency. You know, they'll pick up some guys. But the one thing I hope that when that trade deadline come around, whatever you need, you have to right now at least attempt to try to go get it. Because it's the only thing that you need something to give him some hope as we go down the stretch. I'm hoping that he's looking at that and we'll look into it.
Yeah.
You're hopeless romantic.
Something different than some. Maybe it'll produce something different than the 5-13 that we just keep talking about in the playoffs.
I'm out of hope. I'm thinking about going green, as in going Green Bay, as in becoming a Packer fan. Yeah.